Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Blake.
Oh, my goodness. I called you Rob. I apologize.
Hey, I've been called worse, so we're good.
You're still getting the hang of everybody's names here as I run through the gauntlet here early enough. But talking about beef prices this morning, let's go ahead and get right into it.
You bet. Well, so the question is, how long will beef prices stay high? And, you know, I was at the Beef Stalker Field Day recently at K-State, and Glenn Tonzer, who is a K-State ag economist, he said that heifer retention or the buildup of the cow herd hasn't started yet. And he says, if you look at slaughter numbers or feeder numbers, we're still seeing a high number of heifers going into the feeding system and eventually into slaughter. So it hasn't started buildup yet. So how long is that going to take? Well, here's what we'll talk about. I have a couple questions. You know, producers are asking, will increased heifer retention at some point down the road, will that result in even higher prices? And the second question they ask is, how long would those prices last? Well, the answer to the first question is most likely yes. If you look back at any of the past cattle cycles, as producers retain heifers or put those heifers into the cow program, okay, you're retaining heifers, that means fewer calves are marketed, whether they're weaned calves or because we pulled those heifer calves out. So, yes, I do believe those prices will get higher at some time. The answer to the second question on how long will those prices last, well, that's really related to how long it takes for that heifer to become a cow and sell that calf. So we got to wait on that heifer to grow. We got to breed her. She's got to have a calf. And then sometimes we got to market that calf. So, you know, if we're talking about other meat products like chickens can make that cycle in, let's say, weeks to a few months. If we're talking about pork, you know, it takes months, maybe up to a year. But with the cattle industry, it's going to take years. So let's talk about an example. So if we selected our heifers from the spring calf crop right now, the spring calf crop that's just being weaned right now, they will be developed as replacements starting now. When they by next spring, those heifers, they'll be ready to breed. They'll be 14 or 15 months old. The following year, so in 2026, those heifers will have calves. And at that point, those cows will be two-year-olds. Those calves that they have will be weaned then in the fall of 2026. They would become yearlings in 2027 and then would eventually be marketed as fat cattle 6 or 7 months later after they've been through the feedlot phase. So if and when we begin to retain heifers, we're a couple years from growing the cow herd and at least 30 months from increasing the supply of weaned calves. And as you go on through the sector, you know, the feeding cattle will be a little later than that, and then the fat cattle will be later than that. So as always is the case, there are other factors that can impact the beef market. And one of those factors may be drought, because there's a huge drought starting to develop again in Oklahoma, Texas, western Kansas, where there's a lot of beef cattle. So that may keep people from adding heifers into the cow herd again for maybe an extended period of time. But if you look at this, if you look at the basic fundamentals, supply and demand, they favor strong prices in all categories of cattle until that cattle inventory or that cow inventory begins to increase. And as I just went through, that's going to take some time. That'll take 2 to 2.5, 3 years maybe for that to happen. So I would say to the beef producer, enjoy the high prices while we have them. And then until next time, stay safe and enjoy this fall weather that we're having.
Again, always interesting information when you come in and talk. Enjoy it. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent, Janae McNally.